At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Help! We suck at being newlyweds.
With Dean Ungler,
Kaylin Miller Keys,
and Jared Haven,
an iHeartRadio podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to an all-new episode of Help, We Suck at Being Newlyweds, and it's my favorite kind of episode. Every single time Jared's gone, I feel like I've got the best time of my life. No, I'm just kidding, actually. Jared's not here this week. He has a Audrey's emergency. Is that what it was, Kaylin?
I don't actually remember.
It was something like that, something with work. But he's not going to be joining us this week, so it's just yours truly and Kaylin.
Cool.
And Kaylin. And the queen herself, reporting live from Palm Springs, California, where she's sunbathing and tennis balling and drinking non-alcoholic rosé, because that's her thing nowadays. How is Palm Springs? You were the second you got to Palm Springs yesterday, you were very absent from talking to me, which is a good thing. I just figure that means you're having fun.
Yeah. So yesterday, flew from Aspen to Denver, Denver to Vegas, got straight in my car, drove to Palm Springs. It was a long travel day. Got there. The girls all met for lunch before we checked into the hotel. And I was like, can you just wait a little bit longer? I really want a margarita. So I went, stopped, hung out with them. And then I got the house. So they were like, we're going to go grocery shopping. You don't owe us anything. We're going to take care of it all, which was super nice of them. So then I came, checked out the house. The house is pretty cool. And it's Tyra Banks' old house. And it feels like Tyra Banks. Like when you're in this house, there's mirrors everywhere. It just feels like she would live here.
Well, that's cool. Fun. So and night one was good. It was a success.
Yeah. I really hate being hungover. So I'm trying to take it easy on drinking. And I was drinking a lot of water, a lot of sparkling water.
Oh, that's good.
I feel great this morning. Also, my friend gave us these little patches to put on. She's like, she typically takes them after she drinks, like the morning after. But we put them on our wrists while we were drinking. And I think that helped too. It's like pushing your body with vitamins and stuff.
Yeah. Whenever I don't really drink a lot anymore. I mean, sometimes I do, sure. But when I was like in my party days, if I ever remembered to either take a couple Advil in the middle of the, like before going hard or whatever, like, you know, at like midnight when you're still like
before
have some partying
hard.
Ahead of you, when you still have some partying ahead of you, or you take like some emergency at like 11 p.m. So you're like a couple drinks in and you know you're going to be drinking more and you can like plan ahead like that, which didn't happen often, but every time I did it, I felt amazing. It's like one of those like preemptive, just get ahead of it sort of things. So that's
it's so smart. It's something we should be doing every time.
But right, that's what I'm saying. We should be doing it, but I always used to forget. I'm a little hungover. I had six beers yesterday, which is a lot for me. and slept in my truck in the driveway of a friend's house. So just, you know, could have been a little bit better of a night for me, but it's good that you had fun.
Well, there's two things that I want to talk about. One, I was in Aspen. We were in Aspen doing our food tasting. But before we get to that, Alistair has improved.
Yeah, I sent Kaylin a video. Our friend has a beautiful 3.5-year-old golden retriever, and they were playing together yesterday, and it was the most cutest moment. And I texted you that, and you just kind of were like, "Man, that's cool." But I know you're busy. But I was like, "You don't understand."
I was very excited. Are you kidding me? I was very excited in my text.
You just sent one line and you said, "Oh, happy for him," or something like that.
I said, "What?" with a bunch of exclamation points. I don't believe my eyes. A bunch of exclamation points. Whose dog is that?
It's okay. I wasn't expecting much because you are on a girl's trip. So I was like, "Oh, she's busy doing that."
I showed everyone. I was like, "Look, guys."
But I just wanted you to see him having a good time. Yeah, he's doing good. Now he's just passed out next to me, wiped out.
How did you introduce them? Off leash?
Of course. I don't think I even have the leash with me.
Oh my gosh. But how did it go when they first met?
We just walked into the house together and the other dog was in the house and he was good right away. He's a good boy. You just, especially when he doesn't have your nervous energy around him about him being around other dogs, he's a good boy.
So he walked into the house and the other dog was super excited to see him and he didn't growl. He didn't bark.
He like growled and barked, but he didn't like bite and lunge. And that lasted for 5 seconds and then they were totally fine. And then we just like took him in the backyard and, you know, Alistair played for like 10 seconds, which wasn't very long, but 10 seconds for his little stubby legs is probably like 2 hours of exercise for a regular sized dog. So he was pretty worked out after that, which was nice. They got along so well. Yeah, he's good. Austin was like taking a picture of him at one point yesterday and he like freaked out and like, he wasn't even close to him. He was like 3 feet away. I think he was just like, "You can't take my picture." So that was pretty funny.
So weird.
But yeah.
Did Austin pet him at all?
Yeah. He's sneaking some pets in every once in a while. He's getting better.
It's good. So, yeah. We're progressing with our aggressive dog.
Yeah, he's doing good. So girls' weekend's good.
Should we talk about the wedding, the food tasting?
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, it was so fun. Do you want to talk about it?
Sure, let's talk about it.
So we flew to Denver 2 days ago at this point, 3 days ago, and Dean drove us to Aspen, and we saw our wedding venue for the very first time without it being covered in snow. So we got to see kind of how the setup's going to be in a couple months, which was really cool. And then we slept at the property. It was great. And then the food tasting. So the way that the setup is with our wedding venue, my expectations for the food were so incredibly low. I was like, it's just a cool concept where we're getting married. It's going to be awesome. The food's probably going to suck, but it'll be fine. And the food was incredible.
Yeah. Fresh farm to table food. I thought it was going to be a gimmick as well. Yeah. And no, it was great food. We had like every meal that they offer. There's like 4 appetizers, 1 variant appetizer, and then 5 entrees, and then like 2 desserts, and everything was very, very good.
And we ranked everything. There was a menu in front of us. We ranked everything before we ate it, what we thought would be like first to last, and then we ranked it after we ate them and didn't show each other, and then we could like decide together based on those rankings what we were going to go with, and it made it pretty easy.
Yeah,
and we mostly did that. We did that because Dean thinks that I am easily persuaded, which I am. And so, right? That's probably why you... Well, you don't like to ask me... You like to ask me how I liked a movie before you answer because you think that I'm going to change my answer depending on your answer. So I figured that's kind of why we did that.
Right, of course. I don't think that's what you do. That is what you do.
That is what I do.
So I always try to get your opinion out of you first before I give mine because I know that mine, good or bad, might sway to yours more than, and that's not a bad thing. I think
you're just easily persuaded. I'm good with the flow, you know.
You absorb information, and I think that's a good thing. You know, you absorb it and you consider it, and then you factor that into your answer.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
But there are certain things, like for the food of the wedding, it shouldn't be anyone else's like no one else's opinion should matter but your own. Like you should pick the food that you want the most, you know?
I know. I kept thinking that too. I was like, well, what if, you know, this person doesn't eat meat or we need to have this option. And then I was like, I don't know. Yeah. Easily persuaded straight from Dean's wedding vows. But it made it a lot easier just to go through that list, not show each other. And it's like the deviled eggs were so good. I got to the girls' weekend and everyone's like, how was the food? And I'm like, I can't stop talking about the deviled eggs. They were insane. Never had deviled eggs so good.
They had a nice caramelized onion on top to provide a nice crunch. Very delicious.
We
also picked a nice stuffed mushroom, which typically I would never, it was the lowest one on my pre-ranking and the second highest on my post-ranking. So it was very good. But then the bacon wrapped dates were very good, but
that's where the toss up was, bacon wrapped dates versus stuffed mushrooms.
What was the last one?
Ceviche.
Ceviche was good, but it was on a plantain cracker and the plantain cracker just didn't have the snap that we wanted it to.
Yeah. The crunch.
The snap.
Also,
crunch, snap, crunch.
Pop, snap, crackle, pop. Sure. And also, so there's two tiers for the main courses. There's a skirt steak with salmon. That's the less expensive one. And then the more expensive one is a ribeye with stuffed trout. And we like the less expensive one more. And I kind of feel like they're going to switch because everyone liked that more.
It wasn't stuffed trout, I don't think, was it? It was.
It was.
It was trout on top of mushroom and caviar.
It was stuffed.
Oh.
But same thing.
Yeah, it's all the same thing, I guess. But yeah, it was good. It was just a little too heavy on the mushroom. I'm not a big fan of trout and caviar. I don't have a refined enough of a palate to enjoy caviar. So it was good.
Also,
but it wasn't
caviar. It was roe, like the orange stuff you put on top of salmon.
It was roe. That's right. Maybe it was, or maybe roe is caviar though. It's fish egg, I guess, right?
Yes. But they did put caviar on the menu and I was like, ooh, I'm excited for caviar. That's not caviar.
Yeah. And so we got skirt steak, salmon,
and the salmon's from Alaska, so.
And truffle.
I don't know. I'm excited about our menu.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I was at the gas station yesterday and this guy was like staring at me. It's like super tall, goofy looking guy with big, thick glasses on, staring at me. And I was like, what's up, man? And he's like, yeah, he was like kind of scary looking because he's so tall. He's just like, oh, sick truck. I was like, oh, thanks. Is that yours over there? And he's like, yeah. Come take a look at it. And so he like gave me 30 minutes of not even like, maybe it was like an hour of him like going into great detail about everything he's done to his truck. And it's a beautiful truck. And eventually I was like, how do you like, you know, what do you do for work? If you can afford all these great upgrades to your truck, you own a house in Aspen, you own a house in Jackson Hole. And apparently we went to high school together, but I don't remember him. He was kind of like a quieter kid.
And did he remember that?
He eventually, because Austin was with me too, and Austin knew his sister. But he was like, oh, I think I've heard of you before. And I was trying to like understand who he was. It didn't ever ring any bells. But it turns out he's an artist and he goes around making these giant sculptures of fish out of glass. And I was looking at his sculptures and I was like, oh, Tom and Deirdre would love one of these so much. I have to get one. And I looked at his website and they were like $8,000.
Oh my gosh. Is it like that glass blowing thing or how does he do it?
I thought it would be glass blowing, but it's not like blowing. It's just, I don't really know how glass sculptures work, but they're pretty cool. I was thinking about, I want to get one for them, but there's no way I could afford it. Yeah. You know?
That's a good gig. $8,000 per sculpture.
There's got to be something else. I was like, you know, he's got two houses in the most expensive places to live in America, more or less. And he's got an $80,000 truck. And he's like going to Turks and Caicos tomorrow. And I was like, dude, you have to be doing something nefarious to be able to afford. You're not paying for this just by your glass sculptures. But yeah, I wanted to get one of those for Tom and Deirdre as a housewarming gift. Maybe I can finagle something, you know?
Yeah, they'd love that. They love their fish.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight. And honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black Lead products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black Lead brand, we make room for another Black Lead brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
So what else are you guys doing out in Palm Springs? Fill us in.
Well, we were supposed to play tennis, but it's pretty hot. So I think we'll play pickleball. One of my friends brought a portable pickleball net. So we're going to play pickleball on the patio. It's covered. And then just tan, relax. We leave tomorrow. So it's just a chill. I keep saying weekend. It's a weekday, but just a chill couple of days.
I thought you were there for three nights.
Two nights.
Mm.
Yeah. Super quick.
And then you go back to Vegas?
Then I go to LA and then I go back to Vegas.
Why you go to LA?
Oh, see friends, work out, you know, the usual.
You just don't want to be home?
I haven't seen my trainer in a while. Like to see right.
Her.
Yeah. My Pilates instructor.
Oh, gotcha.
It sounds silly, but there is no one in Vegas that can compare to my Pilates instructor in LA. And it sounds really dumb, but I'm obsessed.
Well, that's good. You should get a reformer for the house.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't. I need someone to motivate me.
I could get in there and start barking at you.
Yeah, that'll do it. But also, like, her classes are so insanely hard to the point where I think, like, my body's going to break down. I would never push myself to that point.
Yeah, right. I see what you're saying. It's hard to push yourself to that when you're at home working out.
Yeah. And we have like a little gym at the house. And I'm like, why would I work out in this gym at the house when I have so much to do at the house? So like being on someone else's hour time is different for me than being at the house trying to work out. That's what I've realized.
That's a good realization.
Yeah. I just feel silly for going to LA to work out, but I'm also seeing friends.
Yeah. No, I mean, hey, you got nothing like holding you back. You should go and do it and have fun.
Yeah. And maybe play tennis. The guy that Dean was talking about last week, that he was falling around like a little puppy dog, his wife is here, so we might go play tennis on Saturday. Apparently, she's pretty good.
Yeah, she seems like an athlete. We did beat her at bags, but she seems like she's...
Not a good sign.
Yeah, not a good sign. Yeah, well, what else is going on in the life of Kaylin? Let's fill us in. I feel like, you know, I haven't talked to you in all day, so what have we missed?
I woke up this morning, I was like, oh, I miss you so much. I know I saw you yesterday, but it was such a quick trip.
Yeah, Kaylin left so early from her wedding venue, we couldn't even explore it anymore. We got in at night at like 5 p.m., had 2 hours of photographs
We should talk about the wedding photographer too. I forgot about
that. And then we had our wedding tasting, and then we went to bed, and then we had to be up at 5:30 to drive Kaylin to the airport, and we didn't even get to enjoy it.
Yeah. But we had a great time. we enjoyed it. Okay. Time. We showed up at 4 and our wedding photographer came. And I think this is the coolest concept ever. So the wedding photographer doesn't like to meet you for the first time at the wedding. He likes to like build a relationship and shoot you beforehand so you're comfortable on the day of the wedding. And I think that's so smart. I can't believe more people don't do that. So we met him, hung out with him. It was like photos here. It wasn't like a crazy photo shoot, which I think you probably appreciated, but he's nice. He's great.
Have you seen any of the photos yet?
No, not yet. But I think that's super important to have a wedding photographer you get along with, because if they annoy the crap out of you or your wedding planners annoy you, it's just not going to be a super enjoyable day because you're spending a lot of time with them. Mm-hmm.
And you enjoyed him?
Yeah, he's great. He's so sweet. Did you like him?
Yeah, he's great. He's so sweet.
So give me your real opinion.
No, he's good. I just, it's hard to meet someone for the first time and do something that you really just don't like doing. You know, it's like.
But I think he did a good job of, like, it could have been more photos. It could have been like more painful for you.
Yeah, it was pain either way. So he's a nice guy for sure.
But also we're like looking at the venue technically for the first time. So we're exploring and he's just taking photos of us exploring.
Mm-hmm. And so you got angry at me.
Yeah. I just wanted to get the photos over with. I don't like jumping from rock to rock on a river. I always think I'm going to slip. And Dean was like, just do it. Just do it. Just prove to me you can do it. And I'm like, just put your hand out. Give me a hand. Help me over this freaking rock. And he was no, just do it.
You're not giving the full context.
I got mad.
You're not giving the full context. We were walking through the woods and I was like, let me carry you through the woods. It'll be easier for you to get through. Jump on my back and I'll give you a piggyback ride. And you're like, no,
I don't
need your... You were like, no, I don't need your help. You were wearing a long maxi dress, so it went very, very far down.
Surprised you know what a maxi is.
You're like, I don't need your help. And then I was like, okay, fine. You know, that's great. Good for you. And then we go out on these rocks, and it's like a 6 inches of a gap where you literally can just step across so easily. And it wasn't scary at all. And you were scared. And then you were like, will you just give me your hand? I was like, no, apparently you don't need my help. So let's see if you can just
do it. You're so dramatic. I didn't know that's why you weren't giving me your hand, because I wouldn't let you carry me on your back.
Well, I was trying to help out and you said no to my help. And so I was just making sure that we stuck to that prescription of.
You're so helping. Stubborn.
Oh my God. You're stubborn for.
Yeah. For what?
For all of that too.
No, I wanted to walk. I wanted to use my own legs.
Right. Until it came to stepping 6 inches across a rock.
I just wanted to get off the stupid river. It was getting cold. I was like, just give me your hand. It's going to go a lot faster if you just give me your hand and I can hop onto this rock in the middle of a river.
Don't you feel like such a bigger person though, having done it yourself? No, stepping across you always big, say that. Rock?
No, I feel the same size.
Maybe you don't. It's hard to like quantify or like recognize the growth that you made in that moment because it was such a... You know, quick little harmless thing, but you always try to make it something bigger.
It's not.
You do it enough, and it even if it's just a little bit, even if it's just one grain of sand on top of a little sand dune, it still adds up, and eventually that sand dune is going to be a little bit bigger, and you're going to be a little bit more confident. And next time you have to step across a rock that's maybe 7 inches wide, you're going to be like, psh, I've stepped across 6 inches before. I can do 7 inches, no problem.
No, incorrect. I disagree. No.
It's okay. You don't have to agree. I'm just saying, like, it's just one of those things where baby steps lead to big changes in your confidence of doing those things. So like I'm saying, next time you'll be like, don't help me. I don't even need it.
Right.
Wow. I'm doing it for you, you know?
Yeah. Just trying to help out. Sure. Well, what else are you most excited about the venue? We saw it for the first time.
Yeah, the cabins are pretty.
I liked. Pretty, I slept really well in the bed.
Yeah, yeah, they're nice.
Like they're cozy cabins. I don't even know if we were talking about the cabins, if we were saying that, but whatever.
We're staying. Well, I was just thinking about. I was walking around that cabin and like the floorboards were loose, and
well, it's like it's a little bit rustic, mountainy. But they also did a good job of making it comfortable. Like it's not supposed to be perfect, new, modern home.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. It was nice.
Sorry that the floorboards aren't up to your standard.
Well, you know, floorboards, you want to step on a solid floor. You don't want to step on a creaky, scary floor that might collapse. But hopefully it's warm because I guess we didn't have the heater on that night and we were fine.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out the heater, But I think it's going to be fun. I slept great. And we slept in like the lowest cabin. There's like tiers. And we slept
in. That wasn't the lowest.
It was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So maybe the top tier cabin has solid floorboards.
Yeah. Well, the other ones have like living rooms and kitchens and they're just larger, maybe a little bit better, nicer. Mm.
Austin said he stayed up there once over the winter on like a snowmobile trip. And he was like, it was freezing cold. The heater didn't work and not insulated very well. And we had to wake up at 6 a.m. to get ready and go out for the day. And he was like, it was awful because of how cold it was. But obviously in September,
thanks, Austin. He really is just dragging this place down.
Well, January is just a little different than September.
Yeah. But the last time we saw him, he was also saying stuff about it, how it's he'd never stay at that crappy place or something.
Well, screw him.
Yeah.
He's not even freaking invited to stay with us.
Yeah. But it's going to be really fun. I'm excited. It was cool to see it for the first time again without snow.
It was cool to see it for the first time again.
Without snow. I'm like, whatever. I don't know. I'm sleeping. My brain's not working.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight. And honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black Lead products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black Lead brand, we make room for another Black Lead brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Let's talk about your boys' weekend.
Yeah, well, we stayed out until like 5 a.m. gambling the first night. And so I went to bed at 5:30 a.m. The next night, my friends came and we had a nice, beautiful hotel room at Red Rock Casino, 2-bedroom suite. And I had two buddies that were staying in the room with me. And I was like, well, I want you guys to have the bedrooms because, you know, you're guests in our town. So you take the bedrooms, I'll sleep on the couch. There weren't like any extra blankets. And so I had these long, like, these long narrow blankets that I took from the foot of both of the beds that are just
that
like
aren't even
blankets.
Those yeah. are just like decor.
And I would just put one blanket on my right leg and the other blanket on my left leg. Cause like that's literally as wide as they were. I would sleep. And so I like didn't sleep really well those nights either. And then Sunday I slept in our bed, but we had to wake up at like 5 a.m. to go catch our flight and then
to shoot for you. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I spent 10 minutes taking a drone video. Thank you so much for waking up 10 minutes earlier. And then the next day, we had to wake up again at 5:30 a.m. to drive you to the airport for you because you had to go to the airport for you.
Thank you so much.
And then last night, I slept in the parking, what is it called? The driveway. In my truck, and it was like next to a main road. And so like every 30 minutes, a big truck would drive by and jar me awake. Mm. So I just haven't been sleeping very well lately.
Yeah, same. First night, Dean came home at 5 a.m., woke me up, tried to cuddle. And I was like, it's 5 a.m. I don't want to cuddle right now. And then slept without you for two nights. And then when you came back, Dean like put his arm around me and then just started tapping my head.
Oh my gosh, it was so dramatic.
Woke me up. And then I slept with a pillow over my head. And Dean just took it off my head in the middle of me sleeping. And I was like, hey, I'm using that. He's like, you'll be fine. Took it. It's so rude.
You weren't using the pillow.
I was using it on top of my head.
What a weird, you don't put pillows on top of your head. You put pillows below your head.
When you're trying to cancel out noise, yes, you do.
Mm. Well, sorry. I was asleep. I was half asleep and didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah. Anyways, I haven't been sleeping great either. My sleep score has been the lowest it's ever been. It's at 50 for the past couple of days.
Thanks for putting me on blast. Jeez Louise.
For you stealing pillows and stuff?
Dean did this. Dean made my sleep suck because of this. Dean did this then.
Yeah, gotta hold you accountable.
Whatever. I was reading the comments on our Instagram page the other day.
I was just about to say, should we talk about it?
about how I don't want to celebrate our wedding anniversary and I'd rather celebrate our engagement anniversary. Everyone's so mean on Instagram.
People I know. There are two people who understood where you're coming from. Yeah. Like you chose a very important date for the date that we got engaged. And I think two people understood that. And the rest of the people were just being so mean.
Yeah, super mean. And you chose a very non-important date. Not that it's not going to be important, but it means nothing to me right now. The date of our wedding literally means nothing to me at the moment.
But it will. It will. Yeah.
It will. Yeah, it will. So right now, my feelings are the date that I chose is far more important than the date that we were basically given by some people because that was the date that we had to do it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think also, I don't know, maybe you weren't being sarcastic. But
I wasn't. I mean, I was like obviously hamming it up a little bit for the topic. Yeah. But like, that's just how I feel. I'm sorry. I don't think a random date that was given to us by a property because that was the only available date is important right now because nothing has happened on that date yet.
Yeah. And, but once we get married, it will. But also the things people are saying are just so awful.
I think it's great that people get so passionate about it. You know, it's fine.
No, but I don't like when people say mean things to you.
But it's not even like they're saying mean things to me. They're sometimes saying mean things about you to me. You know, like it's good that we can evoke some emotion in the podcast. I mean, that's what it is. People have disagreements about certain things in relationships. We just simply share ours publicly and outwardly. And it strikes a chord with people sometimes, and that's fine. I'm fine with it.
I don't think it's
it
necessarily just a disagreement. That was news to me. I was hearing it for the first time with everyone else.
It was the first time I thought about it, and sometimes I just talk without really fully thinking about things.
Yeah, you do that often on here.
Yeah.
Have there been any headlines about this? Dean refuses to celebrate wedding anniversary.
But I'm surprised that they weren't, just because of the track record of those situations. But I stand by what I said. You know,
I get where you're coming from.
I'll celebrate our engagement date. You can celebrate our wedding anniversary.
I get where you're coming from. I don't agree with it. Because like, once we get married, that's going to be an important date to you.
Right. I understand. But
you just can't picture that right now, I guess. Or I don't
know. Well, that's why I wanted to get married on October 24th, but you wouldn't let me, so.
It would be, our guest list would be so small. Who can take off that long?
If they love us, they would come.
Okay, well, unfortunately, we already put all the money into this date, and we can't change it.
No, I get that. But, you know, people are saying, like, You say it yourself, I'm stubborn. I need to be able to concede more in certain situations. And it's like, yeah, people, listen, I wanted more than anything to get married on October 24th. I am giving concessions and saying, okay, fine, maybe we can get married in September instead, my least favorite month of the year.
You got to let go of that one too.
Now we have to celebrate a very meaningful day to us in a very bad month. And
it's not a bad month. There's one bad date, but it's not a bad month.
The whole month is sullied by that one bad date, in my opinion. And maybe we can try to resurrect the month of September by starting it with this occasion.
I don't think it's dead. I don't think it needs to be resurrected, but sure.
It's a grassroots movement to just, okay, maybe shine it in a bit of a better light.
I think most people like September.
No, who likes September? I don't think I've ever even heard anyone sing the word September in a song. Like about waking up or anything like that. So,
well, that's about waking up when it ends. So,
that's perfect for you. Oh my gosh. That should be our first dance song.
No, that's awful.
That's very funny. I honestly thought that's perfect.
You thought he was hyping up September?
I don't know. I just knew that he was talking about September. Who sings that?
Third Eye Blind? I don't know.
You, every time I ask who sings something, you default to Third Eye Blind. It's Green Day.
One day it will be. Oh, that makes sense. Close Green. To Third Eye Blind.
Everyone is close to Third Eye Blind. That's why you can get away with saying that. Yeah. But yeah, so there's me giving a concession. I wanted nothing more than to get married on a Tuesday in October. And I was told that's a horrible idea. And so I said, okay, fine, let's do it in September then, because that's what you want.
Yeah, I'm excited for our wedding, even though sounds like you're not.
I'm not excited about the month.
Yeah. People in the comments were telling me I need to really put you in your place, is what I took away from it. But and not just giggle and laugh at the things you're saying. But I also know that most of the things you're saying are just like ridiculous and you're saying it for a reaction. So by putting you in your place, I'm giving you the reaction that you want. By laughing, I'm not giving you the reaction you want. So I'm doing the correct thing, actually.
What a dilemma you're faced with. It's a catch-22. If you put me in my place, I am being fulfilled in my quest to get a reaction. But if you laugh, then it looks like you're not putting me in my place to the outside world.
Like I'm just passive and I let you do anything. I'm like, oof, no. It's quite the opposite.
That's also the thing. You don't let me do anything. I am the one doing the thing, getting married in September for you. When I want to get married in October. That's a big concession.
You've said that a couple times. We know that. Actually, you say that like every episode of the podcast. We know that.
But I'm just saying.
I wanted to get married in September. I was like, fine, you hate this month so much. Let's just get married in October. I don't want to deal with the back and forth of it. So let's get married in October. We go to the wedding venue. I've told this story so many times, but I have to tell it again. We go to the wedding venue and they're like, it's pretty cold in October. You're definitely guaranteed you're more likely to get leaves changing, which is what you wanted, and better weather in September. So you said, let's do September. I looked over to you and I was like, are you sure? Are you sure you want to lock in this date?
Because you were very adamant.
You were very adamant not having September as our wedding month. And you were like, yeah, let's do it. It'll be better weather.
because I'm so gracious and caring and giving, and I knew that's what you wanted, and I'm selfless, and I was just like, this is for you.
We're getting married in September, so it's like, it's just...
Of course, it's fine now, but I'm just saying, I feel like I get scrutinized for the things that I do wrong, but I never get any credit for the things that I do right.
Yeah, people are like, there's no compromise, it's Dean's way, and that's it. That's not true, actually. I get a lot of things that I want.
Right, but right, we just don't make a big spectacle out of the things that you get that you want. We do make a big spectacle out of the things that I
want. Because you put an emphasis on it. You're the one bringing it up, so it's kind of your fault.
Sure. I think I need to take like a communication 101 class or something. I need to go back to college.
Coming from someone with a communications degree, I would agree.
Right. I'm a business guy. I only know business, numbers, money, stats, charts. But all that to say is it doesn't necessarily affect me. So I'm okay with it, but the back, you know, I don't want it to affect you negatively. So I guess I
just don't like it when people are mean, but I guess I'll get over it.
I'll read some more Dale Carnegie or something and figure it out. But but yeah, so that's basically a quick synopsis of our past week. And, you know, we're excited to get married in September. Not excited about the month, but excited about the event. It'll be really nice. And that's about it.
It was very cool. I mean, the next time we'll be there will be our wedding day. And I feel like the menu tasting was just, it was just so fun to be there and like sleep in the cabin before everyone else gets there and scope it out a bit. It was cool. I had a great time with you.
I'm going to go back tonight.
What? Why?
Because one of the mountains I want to climb is kind of over in that direction anyways. And so I might as well go and do some stuff that I wanted to do before I had to take you to the airport. Like, why? I want to walk around that Aspen Grove and see if it's cool enough to consider doing anything over there.
Well, I don't think the one behind the cabin is an Aspen Grove. I think it's just woods.
Well, she said there was a big circle where they could have the ceremony. So I just wanted to go check it out. Things we don't know. You don't know.
Yeah. No, but I would like for you to FaceTime me if you do that.
I'll FaceTime you. I just have zero service up there. So I'll get it.
Okay,
FaceTime.
Maybe take photos and videos then. Never mind. Okay, well, that's cool.
Yeah, so we'll figure it out, I guess. We'll get to where we need to be by whenever we need to be there by. That's great. Great. Thanks for the update. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to bring in our guests, and you guys are not going to want to miss these guests. It is Taylor and Sophia Watts. You've probably seen them on TikTok. They are a young married couple and they are very, very cute. Come back on Thursday and we'll talk to them on Thursday. So stick around for that.
Stick to it.
Stick tuned, because maybe we'll suck a little bit less.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at @HelpWeSuckAtBeingNewlyweds.
And email us at newlyweds@iHeartRadio.com.
Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. We'll see you next time.
It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at 2 locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City and Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.